Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Gemara had earlier brought the story of Rabbi Yochanan in the context of Shlokas. I'm not really finished with this issue of Shlokas entirely, but the Gemara had in the context of Shlokas had brought the story of Rabbi Yochanan that he ate his ayis maliach and he was mevarchel of tchilah v'saif. So now the Gemara asks, the bottom of the Amud, Amli Avimi Lebzeiro, Rabbi Yochanan hechi mevarchel zayis maliach. How do we make a bracha on zayis maliach? Came in the shakli legamine botzulei shiure. A zayis maliach lechayr is the size of kazayis. The shear for a bracha is a kazayis, but he didn't eat the pit. So if you take out the pit, what does Rashi say? Yeah, if you take out the pit, then a zayis without the pit is less than the kazayis. So how did he make a bracha? That's the worst kasha. So Rashi says botzulei shiure v'gabei biches peres oritz achiluksu v'achilu b'kazayis. So Rashi says that how does anyone know that you need a kazayis for brachos? Because it says v'yachalta achila, and achila is b'kazayis. So it's not so clear in the Gemara. We're talking about bracha rishayna, we're talking about bracha achayna. That's the discussion in Tosfos and in rishayna. Most rishayna learn that you only need a shear for bracha achayna. Bracha rishayna does not need a shear. Rashi in Sukkah, by the Gemara by the Mishnah of Tzadok and Chavav, the Rashi also says that bracha rishayna does not need a shear, because also the hadas was able to bracha even less than a shear. Bracha achayna needs to have a shear, because it says v'achalta v'savot v'achta. So Rashi here also is mashma that way. That mashma, since Rashi invokes the pasuk of v'achalta to explain why you need a shear. If you put that together with Rashi and Sukkah, so it's mashma that it's we're talking here about bracha achayna. Of course, we had the Rashi at the beginning of the parak and daf lamed vav. Rashi said, "V'yachalta v'savata v'achta for bracha v'shayna." When the Gemara talked about, Lamed Hei Beis by Shemen Zayis. When the Gemara said that Shemen Zayis is ufimazikle, so there's no bracha on Shemen Zayis, and they were talking about bracha v'shayna, but they were talking about the bracha bar p'eitz. And Rashi says, and that you need achila, you need v'yachalta v'savata, because it says in the pasuk achila. So that Rashi's mashma that bracha rishayna needs is based on the achila. And if Rashi over here says that achila implies a kazayis, then the chayav will come out that bracha rishayna should need a kazayis. There is a shita in rishayna, and the bracha rishayna also needs a kazayis. There is such a shita. And Kolbe brings such a daya. And there is such a shita. The Ravid, I think, brings such a daya. But Rashi in Sukkah says beferish that only bracha rishayna needs a shir. Bracha rishayna doesn't need a shir. So that's, we talked about once upon a time. That issue in Rashi is when it says v'yachalta, is it going to bracha achayna? Is it going to bracha rishayna? So in Rashi we learned Tyson so good also this way that the v'yachalta v'savata v'achta is going to bracha achayna, but then we have a kal v'chaymer to bracha rishayna. And the kal v'chaymer Tyson's in Sukkah. Tyson says it for kasha. Tyson says, "Yeah, I don't want to recapitulate the shiur we said at the beginning of the Masechta, although I didn't put it in the digest." But the beginning of the Masechta, maybe I did, I don't remember now anymore. Maybe it wasn't.
It wasn't
the digest. Okay, so I don't have to recapitulate that, those Dibbrim now. So anyway, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So, Botzalei Shiur. Let's say, B'Pshuta, most of the Shiur is asking a Bracha Achayna. Omalei, Mi Savit Gezayis Godol Beinon. Gezayis Beinoni Beinon. Avahi Dais Lekami Drav Yoichan, Gezayis Godol Hari. The Afalav, the Gash, the Shakli, the Gainu, say, Pashli Shiur, the Stan, Zai Shonu, like Cotton, like God, like Bainani, was El Aguri, like Mavol, like Grishma, like Rutishma, Ramla Samutishma, Lomanikishma Guri, Shisham, like Ogre Besaiche. Anyway, the Kitzen Gemara answers that Rav Yochanan Zayas was a big Zayas, and even without the pit, it had the shear of a Kizayas, because a Kizayas is only a medium sized Zayas. So that's Gemara's Terrace. But our components, before the Gemara, that if you eat a regular sized Zayas without the pit, then you can't make a bracha, let's say a bracha chayna, because you need to have a shear of a kizayis. So Tosfos says, "Botzlei shear." Says Tosfos, "Hayin adafka bebrachah shel achav the binu shear. Avol bebrachah shel afan avay bepachas mikshear. The osn lehanes min ha'olam zeh b'lei bracha ben yin achila ben yin shtiyah. Avol bebrachah shel achav." So that's the first part. So Tosfos miyased like most rishonim that the Gemara over here is talking about brachah chayin. Brachah chayin needs a shear, but brachah rishonim is that osn lehanes min ha'olam zeh b'lei bracha. And again, that's the Tosfos in Sukkah. Tosfos in Sukkah also says this, that bracha rishayna doesn't need a shear because also hanes min olam azeh b'lei bracha. And then Tosfos asks, bracha rishayna is learned out from a kavachemer from bracha achayna, so da'il vav min adin li'es kenodon, so it's not a kavachemer gomer, so it's not really bound by the rules of Dai Levam and Adin Liyos Kenodra. That's what we talked about in Shir at the beginning of the parak. Again, not our topic right now. But then Taisa goes on and says, Ava b'brocha shel achrov ve'inan shir miloy lugmov. Al ken yesh lizor lishtais mikay shel brocha miloy lugmov kadei shivarach le'achrov me'ein gimel brochis. So Taisa says that you need a shir from brocha achayna. And Taisa mechadish that the shir shtir is miloy lugmov. Shir achil is gezayis. Like it says b'feresh in Agamar. But what's the shir for shtir? So Taisa, the shir for shtir is miloy lugmov. And therefore, Taisa says, by a kashal bracha, you should drink a malay lugamov in order that afterwards you should be able to make a bracha achas mein shalosh, because that's the shiur for bracha achayna. So this ties a little bit cryptic. What does Taisa want? First of all, kashal bracha, kashal gemara mefreshes. The gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin that when a person makes kiddush, he has to be tayim from the kais. And how much does he have to be tayim? So the machlekes in the Gemara is one mandomer, even a kolshul. But the other mandomer says, and that's the halacha, maloy lugmav. It's a beferish in Gemara that you have to drink a maloy lugmav from the kaisul kiddush. So I don't need any fancy reasons, because Taisa says because you have to Taisa mechadish, you have to drink a maloy lugmav, because otherwise you're not going to make a bracha achayna. And Taisa takes from Gemara that bracha achayna needs to have a shir, a maloy lugmav. It's Gemara Mefereshes that when you make kiddush, you have to be tayim from the kais, and the shir tima, they have to be tayim from the kais. It's a shir malay lugma. The Gemara over there doesn't even talk about bracha chayna. Stop. The din is you have to be tayim from the kais, and the Gemara says the shir tima from the kais is a malay lugma. So, no further explanation required. So, what does Tosfos want? Chayes Gemara Mefereshes. So, Bam is bezei yesh lodim, because the Rosh over there is some soft and kuf zayim. So the Rosh over there brings a machlekes. Who has to be tayim from the kais? The person who made kiddush, or anybody who's there? So is it the person who made kiddush that has to be tayim, or can anybody be tayim? So the Rosh brings a shita sagainim that the person who made kiddush has to be the one to be tayim from the kais. The Rosh asks on the Ga'anim from Gemara Mefereshes in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Omid Beis, discusses, does Shech, I'll give you the context in Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is discussing, does the Brach of Shechiyonu and Yom Tov need a Kais? Normally, we make Shechiyonu on a Kais. When we make Kiddush on Yom Tov, we make Shechiyonu as part of Kiddush. But the Gemara asks, is that required? What if you didn't make Shechiyonu in Kiddush? So you still have to make Shechiyonu? Do you have to bring another kais? Or can you just make Shechiyonu Stavazeh? So what wants to bring a raya from Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, it says that you have to make a Shechiyonu. Yom Kippur, you could hardly have a kais. So you see that Shechiyonu doesn't need a kais, like we do in Shul. What do we do in Shul? Yom Kippur night, we make a Shechiyonu in Shul. So obviously without a kais. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not a raya. Maybe Yom Kippur also needs a kais. If it needs a kais, how can you have a kais in Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, but you have to be tayim from the kais. So the Gemara says, you'll give it to a child to be tayim. So the Gemara answers, it's not a good idea because the kid's going to grow up thinking that you're allowed to drink kiddush on Yom Kippur, and then when he grows up, he's going to he'll think that that's what you do. So therefore, that can't be a good idea, and it must be that Shechiyonu does not need a kais, and that, of course, the halacha Shechiyonu does not need a kais. But I'll compare him to the Gemara that if Shechiyonu would need a kais, you could give it to somebody else to drink. No more entertained, that maybe even Yom Kippur you need a kais, and I have to drink from the kais. You'll give it to a kid to drink from the kais. So says the Rosh, you see, Gemara, that it's not the Mavarach necessarily who has to be tayyim from the Kaishal Bracha. Somebody has to be tayyim from the Kaishal Bracha, but it doesn't necessarily need to be the Mavarach. So what do you do with the Gainim? What did the Gainim do with that Gemara? So the Gainim say, the Tur says, that the Gainim will have to be Mechalik between Kiddush and other Kaishal Bracha. By regular kashal bracha, like Shechiyonu and Yom Kippur, so anybody can do that. That's a regular kashal bracha. So a kashal bracha, somebody has to drink, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the person making the bracha. By Kiddush, it's a special din, HaMevorach, the Lashon Gemara Pesachim, is HaMevorach Tzarech Shiyutin. Kiddush, it's a special din, that the person making Kiddush has to be Tayyim from the Kais. Why should there be such a difference? Yeah, that the Torah doesn't explain. Maybe it has to do with the din of Kiddush Mokum Sudo, so you have to be, the Makarish has to be Tayyim from the Kais. Maybe some other Hezber, somehow by Kiddush, I think the rate is, by Kiddush, the Te'ima is a chelik from the Kiddush. For some reason, that's not clear why, but for some reason, by Kiddush, the Te'ima is a chelik from the Kiddush, so the Mevorach, the person who's Mekadosh, he has to be the one to be Toyim. So when the Gemara Pesachim, so the Ga'onim, we're only talking about Kiddush, they're talking about the Gemara Pesachim. So by Kiddush, the Mevorach has to be Toyim. But the Gemara in Erevin is not talking about Kiddush, it's talking about Kaddish L'Bracha in general, just the Kaddish L'Bracha for Shechiyah Yom Kippur. There's no Kiddush. So they're ready, it's not limited to the Mevorach, anybody could be Toyim. Halacha Maisel, Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. It's negated all the time. Does the person who makes Kiddush have to be the one to be Tayyim? Or could somebody else be Tayyim? No, Shulchan Aruch brings 3 days. It brings the day of the Ga'inim, that the Mevarach has to be Tayyim Kiddush. It brings the day of the Rosh, that he could give somebody else to be Tayyim a Malay Lugma. It was the first day is that the Mevarach has to drink a Malay Lugma. The second day is that he could give it to somebody else to drink a Malay Lugma, and then which is the Rosh. Then it means the third day, which is, you don't even need one person to drink a Malay Lugmav. You could take a Malay Lugmav and divide it up among several people. And each person takes a little sip, and if it adds up to a Malay Lugmav, that's also good enough. Okay, so L'chatchila, you should bring the Mevarach should be Toyim, and B'di'evit, you could give it to somebody else, and B'di'evit, you could give it to, you could make it Tzira. Akoponim, L'nyoneinu, why am I bringing this up? Because L'nyoneinu, if you learn like the Rosh, that the Gemara, that there's no difference between Kiddush and other Kaddish L'Bracha, and so then L'chaira, it's mefurish in the Gemara that by Kiddush you have to drink a Malay Lugmav. That says mefurish. Hamavarach tzorach sheyitayim, and the Gemara says, Hamikadosh tzorach sheyitayim, says the Gemara Pesachim, and how much do you have to be tayim a Malay Lugmav? And since the Rosh is not mechalik between Kiddush and other Kaddish L'Bracha, so we could take it as written that not only by Kiddush do you have to be tayim a Malay Lugmav, or does somebody have to be tayim a Malay Lugmav, but by all Kaddish L'Bracha, somebody has to drink a Malay Lugmav. So then it's the Gemara mefurishes that Kaddish L'Bracha needs to learn Malay Lugmav. So there's no need for Taisus to tell me, because of Bracha Chayinah, Sanusvar, that you have to, that a Kaddish L'Bracha needs to learn Malay Lugmav. It's a Gemara Mefureshes that Kiddush needs to learn Malay Lugmav, and why should the other Kaddish L'Bracha be any different than Kiddush? The Rosh doesn't think that Kiddush is any different than a different Kaddish L'Bracha. But if you learn like the Ga'inim, that the Gemara in Pesachim that says that the Makadish Tzorach Shiyutayim, and the Gemara says how much a Malay Lugmav, that's not connected to the Gemara in Erevin about drinking from a Kaddish L'Bracha. As you see from the fact that the Ga'inim hold, that only by Kiddush does the Mekadosh himself have to be Toyim. By other Kaddish L'Bracha, other people can drink from the Kaddish. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the Kaddish. So if that's the case, then Yechelanu Leimar, that when the Gemara in Pesachim says that I'm a Kaddish Tzorach Shiyutayim, and how much does he have to be Toyim? He has to be Toyim in Malay Lugmav. Maybe the Shir of Malay Lugmav is also only by Kiddush. By Kiddush, where the Te'ima is a Chelek of Kiddush, and it's the Mekadosh has to do it, so maybe he has to drink a substantial amount, he has to drink a Malay Lugmav. But by other Kaddish L'Bracha, where it doesn't have to be the Mevarach, it doesn't have to be even the Mevarach that drinks from the Kais. You can give it to a kid, you can give it to somebody else. So maybe you don't have to have a Malay Lugmav either. It doesn't say anywhere else. The only place where it says that you have to have a Malay Lugmav by Kaddish L'Bracha is by the Gemara Pesachim when it's talking about Kiddush. So according to the Rosh, Kiddush is just an example of a Kaddish L'Bracha. There's no difference between Kiddush and other Kaddish L'Bracha. So then L'Chaira, it's Mukhuch, that the Shir Te'ima from a Kaddish L'Bracha is a Shir of Malay Lugmav. And there's no Mokum for Taisus. But maybe Taisus holds like the Gainim. And therefore, just because Kiddush needs a Malay Lugmav, that's not arrived at. Other Kaddish L'Bracha needs a Malay Lugmav. So Taisus asked him in Mechadish that he thinks that all Kaddish L'Bracha needs a Malay Lugmav. Why? Because otherwise, how are you going to make a Bracha Achayinu? So you have to know what the Rosh says over here. Now I'm not so sure. What does the Rosh say over here? Yeah, the rest doesn't have this discussion. Yeah, that was said very well. Yeah, this whole thing in Taisus that a kosher bracha needs some leilugma to be able to make a bracha achrayna, I don't think the Rosh has this at all. That's very mechuvin. If you're the Rosh, I don't need it. If you're the Rosh, it's a gemara mefreshes. Doesn't need a. We don't have to have a discussion over and over here. So if gemara mefreshes and psachim, the kosher bracha needs to have a leilugma. But maybe Taisus holds like the gainu. Okay, no. Oh, it's still hard to understand. If it's taka not the same as kiddush. So what is Taisus? Why does Taisus think that you have to drink? In other words, if we'll say, which why we have to say, that Taisus holds like the al derech de gaina, that the Gemara Pesachim is talking only about Kiddush. Kiddush, there's a din that the part of Kiddush is to be tayim, and the te'ima mitzat atzma, mitzat dinei ha-te'ima has to be molay lugmov, but that's nothing to do with other kashal bracha. Other kashal bracha, it's enough to take only a little bit. And then it says, we find such a sheet in Rishayim, the mashal. Why? Let's say in the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin said takes it for granted that somebody has to be tayim from the kais. So Rashi over there in Erevin says, why does somebody have to be tayim from the kais at all? Like, who says? Why not just make shechiyonu on the kais and you've kept bread? Don't drink it. You're fasting, so make shechiyonu on the kais, and it'll be a bracha al kais, and don't drink from the kais. So Rashi says, because that would be a bizoyin to the kais. To make a bracha al kais and not to be tayim from the kais would be a bizoyin to the kais. So therefore, you have to give it to somebody else. You have to give it at least to a child to drink. You can't just make a bracha al kais and then pour it back into the bottle. Why didn't Rashi quote the Gemara Pesachim? Hamavarach sarach shi'itim alei lugbov. What do you have to say? It's a nusvar. It's a bizoyin for the kais. Chariz takam ashma. Rashi holds al derech degainim. That the Gemara Pesachim is talking about Kiddush. Kiddush is a special halacha that you have to be tayim and malay lugmov. But in the Erevin, we're talking about, it doesn't apply. We're talking about other kashal bracha. It doesn't have that halacha. So why do you have to be tayim? Because otherwise there'll be a bizoyin. And if the only reason why you have to be tayim is that it shouldn't be a bizoyin, so mechatesi, you have to have a shir. Who says you need a malay lugmov? Just that it shouldn't be a bizoyin. Maybe it's enough to be tayim a little bit. The Ritz over there says a little bit different. The Ritz in Erevin says that, of course, you have to be tayim from the kais, because if you're not going to be tayim from the kais, you made a bari pri agofen. It seems to take for granted that to make a bracha al kais, you need a bari pri agofen. And if you're not going to be tayim, it's going to be a bracha levatola. So you have to give it to the shalom. It shouldn't be a bracha levatola. Again, what do you need it for? The Gemara says in Pesachim, the Feirish, that you have to be tayim, and malay lugma from Kiddush. The answer is, Kiddush is different. But to make a kais bracha in general, so you need to avoid it. It shouldn't be a bracha levatola. But just to avoid a bracha levatola, you don't need a shear. You could have a little bit. It also won't be a bracha levatola. So this is Rabbi Lion Ladov already in Rishayim in the Gemara in Erevin that maybe you don't have to have a shear for other kashal bracha. It's only miyuchad by kiddush that you have to have a shear. And then it's a plunter a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch in by benching in Siman Kuf Tzadi, the Shulchan Aruch says that by Birchas Hamazon you have to drink a malay lugmov. By the kashal benching you have to drink a malay lugmov. And the guy sent you to the Gemara Pesachim, then I'm a varech tzorech shiyitay malay lugmov. So that seems to be like the Rosh, that he equates the Gemara Pesachim, which is talking about Kiddush, to all kashal bracha needs to have a malay lugmov. On the other end, the Ramah and Yeridea and Reish Harakei talks that when you have a bris on Yom Kippur, so the minute is that we make a bracha, we make the bracha ala kais. So, and we make a bari piagofen. So what do you do with the kais? It's Yom Kippur. We go like the maskar and the shechiyon. We make without a kais, like the maskar and the gemara in Erevin. But bris mila, we do ala kais. So what do you do with the wine when you make a bris and you made a bari piagofen together with the bracha of asher kiddush did mitetan and so on? So what do you do with the wine? Says the Ramah, you give it to the baby. You give a little bit of wine to the baby. Says the Taz, avadi, don't give the baby a malay lugmov. You just give the baby a little bit on his pacifier. So says the Taz, that's enough. It shouldn't be a bizoyin for the kais. It's enough just to give him a little bit. Doesn't even have to be a malay lugmov. So that's the chayr like the ga'inim, that the din that you need a malay lugmov is only by kiddush. But other kashla bracha, it's only that it shouldn't be a bracha latola, or that it shouldn't be a bizoyin. And for that, it's enough to drink even less than a malalug. So it seems to me, machalikas the mechaber and the ramah, this nekuda, does every kashla bracha need to have a malalug? Machalikas the mechaber and the ramah. The mechaber says, yes, every kashla bracha, even the kashla bichasim also needs a malalug. By analogy to kiddush, the that's al derech derosh. And the other end, the ramah, says, no, kashla bracha, like by bris milah, does not necessarily have to have a malalug. So Taisus L'chayrish lines up more like the Gaonim, like the Shita, like the Ramah. That Kaishal Bracha, outside of Kiddush, it doesn't need to have a Malay Lugma. Nonetheless, says Taisus, you should drink a Malay Lugma in order to be able to make a Bracha Achayinu. Yeah, but that already, so that itself needs that, but that itself now needs an explanation. Why is it so important to make a Bracha Achayinu? Like be Toyim from the Kais, if you don't need a Malay Lugma, Mihilchas Kaishal Bracha, because it's not like Kiddush, So why do you need a Malay Lugma? Taisa, you need a Malay Lugma because otherwise, how are you going to make a Bracha Achayinu? I understand what's the big deal. So don't drink a Malay Lugma. And you won't make a Bracha Achayinu. What's this? The baby by the Bris Milah doesn't make a Bracha Achayinu either. Like, what's so important? You have to make a Bracha Achayinu of it. Drink less than a share, you won't make a Bracha Achayinu. It's very cryptic. Maybe he means just because it's hard to be nizer, whether you hard to know whether you drank the malay lugma or not. Maybe he means not mashma the lashon so much. Maybe he means if you're not going to drink a malay lugma, you know it's very easy to cross the line to a malay over a malay lugma. If you're not going to realize it's going to be nisafik brachas, so better to make sure you drank the malay lugma. Maybe, but it's not mashma the lashon
that way. What would that have to do with kol shel bracha?
Right, good point. Yeah, then Taisus said it's Samazay. Every time you take a drink, you should make sure you drank a Malay Lugma. Because otherwise, you're going to have a Sofer Bracha. It doesn't say that in Taisus. He says, Dafka by a Kaishal Bracha. Right, 100%. It's talking about Mashman that that's some din in Kaishal Bracha. You should be able to make a Bracha Chayna. Why is that important? Very, very, very saucy. There's a Chulis Harashman also. Let's tell you the idea. The Chulis Harashman, Chelik Aleph, Tof Reish Chofei. He says, by the Kaisa Bichas Hamozen, you should drink your Revias in order you should be able to make a Bracha Achayinu. So, it's not like Taisus in terms of what's the shear that needs a Bracha Achayinu. That's Taka Shailo Shulchan Aruch also brings. How much do you have to drink to be Mechayiv a Bracha Achayinu? So, Taisus says, Malay Lugma. But the Rashba says, a Revias, Mechayiv, I think Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions. That the shear for Bracha Achayinu by Shtiyo, Taisus is Malay Lugma. We'll talk about Mr. Shem, where he got it from. But Taisus, the shear is Malay Lugma. And other Rishonim say the shear is a revius. But the Rashba is yes like Taisus, that he also has this kapedah that when you bench ala kais, you should be able to make a bracha chayin in the kais and make sure you drank a revius. Yeah, again, I don't understand that. So why can't you make a bracha chayin in the kais and you'll make brichas amazon ala kais and you won't drink a revius? Like, what's this? Why is that important? So I don't know. I don't know what's talking about. Okay, let's see later. Says Taisus v'hari kayoimer beburin nefashos came in the lab bracha chashuvahi. I feel a bit butzim shiur and mevarchin burin nefashos rabbis. The reason is mechadish that even though bracha chayin needs a shiur, that's Agamara. Rabbi Yochanan that without a shiur, let's say kizayis in the case of achila, or mele lugmav in the case of shtiyah, according to Taisus, you have to have a shiur. But the reason is mechadish that for burin nefashos you don't need to have a shiur. Since it's not a bracha chashuva, so this Taisus doesn't think it's right. V'lo nira. The came in the bury nefashis tiknua keneged ala gefen keched ala gefen boy shiur b'bury nefashis nami bayinun shiur. Taisus says that it's not mistaben because bury nefashis is keneged ala gefen, and if ala gefen needs a shiur, so bury nefashis should also need a shiur. The lashon of Taisus is very strange. Ala gefen, man doch hashme. How do we get into ala gefen over here? He should have said it. That the re was machadish that bari nefashis doesn't need a shear. Taisus doesn't think it's true. Bari nefashis is kein bracha achas main shalish. And just like bracha achas min sholosh and a zayis needs to have a shir, or bari nefashas rabbis and any of the or bracha achas min sholosh rather on any of the shivas haminim needs to have a shir. So even bari nefashas, which is for things that are not from the shivas haminim, but it's ke'ein the takano, it's ke'ein the din of bracha and shivas haminim, and it has to have a shir. But how did Alei Geffen fall in over here? Who was talking about Alei Geffen? I mean, before we saw him in a kushel bracha, it happens to be why. But we've changed the topic already. We're not talking about kushel bracha. We're talking about Bari Nefashas Shabbos. You're not drinking. So maybe he's still fixated on kushel bracha. Why should he still be talking about kushel bracha? The real chari is the ri is a word by itself. It's nothing to do with the issue of kushel bracha. The Rosh brings the ri. He's not even talking. The Rosh doesn't talk about kushel bracha. This was Tosfos' thing about kushel bracha. He just brings the ri that the ri is machadish that less than a, that you don't need a shear for Bari Nefashas Shabbos. You don't need a kazayis for the Rosh is beferish. The ri was machadish. You don't need a kazayis for Bari Nefashas Shabbos. Why is Tosfos talking about Alei Geffen? And there's another horror in Tosfos. The Rosh asks on the Ri, if Bari Nefashas Rabbis doesn't need a shear, then what's the Gemara's kasha? What was Rav Yirmiyah's kasha to Rav Zera, Rav Yochanan? How can he make a brocha tchilu v'soif on a zayis, but without the pit, it's less than a shear? So what's the kasha? Maybe he made a Bari Nefashas. So the Rosh has an answer, which needs a hesber. The Rosh seems to say that even if you read that Bari Nefashas doesn't need a shear, that's only for foods that don't have brach achas men sholosh, like chocolate bars or something. But foods that have a brach achas men sholosh, then less than a shear you make nothing. It can't be that if you ate a shear you make a brach achas men sholosh, and less than a shear you make a bari nefashas. That can't be. Those foods for whom the brach is brach achas men sholosh, then less than a shear you're potter completely. Those foods that don't have brach achas men sholosh, that's where the ri was mechadish that a bari nefashas does not need a kazayis. So a zayis, if you did it a kazayis, would be a bracha achas men shalosh. So if it's less than a kazayis, then it's nothing. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So also Rav Yochanan, how did he make a bracha tchilu of a soif? That's the Rosh's answer. It's noteworthy that Tosfos doesn't even raise the question. He has a different question than the Ri in Svara. How could it be in Svara? It's very nefashos. It's ke'ein ala gefen. But the kasha from the Gemara itself, Tosfos doesn't even ask. So maybe that's not so terrible. Maybe it was partial to Tosfos, the terrors of the Rosh. But nonetheless, Haloi Dovru, how come Tosfos doesn't even address the obvious question of the Rosh? How does the Ri's Chiddush stem with the Gemara? So I was thinking that maybe Tosfos understood the Ri, this Chiddush of the Ri, that Bari Nefashas doesn't need a shear. That the Ri wasn't talking about the shear of a kazayas. A body need a kazayas, even for Bari Nefashas. Because without a kazayas, not an achilah. With the Ri is only talking about the shear of Meloi Lugmo. Tosfos was mechadish that by shtia, kazayas not enough. For shtia, you have to have a shear of Meloi Lugmo. So Tosfos understood in the Ri that the Ri is saying specifically in regard to the shear of shtia, the shear Meloi Lugmo, the yad by shtia, that Bari Nefashas Rabbis doesn't need it. But a kazayis, about you have to have, even by shtia. Even for Bari Nefashas. So the Ri's word is specifically about shtia. So therefore, Tosfos' objection to the... So first of all, the Gemara is not shver. The Gemara is talking about the shear kazayis. The Ri's not arguing with the shear kazayis. The Ri's talking specifically about the shear Meloi Lugmo. And then, I understand Tosfos, when Tosfos counters the Ri, and he asks on the Ri, he says, no, I don't think you're right, Ri. I think that Bari Nefashas also needs a shear, because it's Ke'en Alei Geffen. They were misakin it, Ke'en, with the same shear as Alei Geffen. Why is he talking about Alei Geffen? Why is he not talking about Bracha Achas Men Sholosh in general? You feel what I'm suggesting? The answer is Poshut. Because we're talking specifically about the shear of shtil. So Tosfos needs the Bracha Achas Men Sholosh that you have on a drink. There's only one Bracha Achas Men Sholosh that you make on a drink. That's Alei Geffen. So Tosfos and I are addressing kazayis. Of course, Bari Nefashas needs a kazayis. Less than a kazayis, nothing. But the Ri was mechadish that by shtia you don't need that shtia, even though shtia needs Meloi Lugmov, but not for Bari Nefoshes. For Bari Nefoshes, you don't need Maloy Lugma, but it's enough for Gezayis. So Taisa says that he doesn't think that's true, because Bari Nefoshes on Shtiyo is Me'ein Ala Geffen. And Ala Geffen needs to have a Maloy Lugma. So if Ala Geffen needs to have a Maloy Lugma, so the Bari Nefoshes on Shtiyo also has to have a Maloy Lugma. That would be very geschmack in the Lashon of Taisa. And then it has to think of Mahalach and Svar also. Why would they rethink that specifically the shear of Kezayis you need for Bari Nefoshes, even according to the Ri? But the Ri thought that the shear of Meloy Lugmov, that's already not a shear, that's not a shear that it should apply to Bari Nefoshes Shabbos. What's the Havana? Because the emes is, this whole sheet of Taisus, that Shtia needs a Meloy Lugmov, that in order to make an Ala Geffen, you have to have a Meloy Lugmov. It needs a hesbah. Where did Taisus get this from? Normally speaking, the shear of Meloy, normally speaking, the shear Achila, of course, is Aisurim, let's say. Kolatar Kula, the shear Chiyuv, if you eat an Isser, so if it's a solid, the shear is a Kesayis. And if it's a liquid, so the shear is a Revius. She's a Revius. Yes, it's a plunter. Sometimes the shear shtiyah is also kazayas. The shtiyah is in Rambam. Sometimes the Rambam says, some Yisurim, the Rambam says the shear by shtiyah is kazayas. Sometimes by some Yisurim, it says the shear chiyav is a revius. There's a whole literature around the shayla. It's a very big mess. The shtiyah is in different gemaras. It's not our sugi right now. But l'inyanenu, what I want to bring out is that the shear malay lukmov does not play a role at all in chiyav. If you eat, I don't know, you eat the wine of Erla, so you have to drink a revius. If you drink dam, so there's a steer attack to Gemara. The Gemara in one Gemara says you have to drink a revius. The other Gemara says you have to drink a kezayis. Steer in Rambam, Harry passing different places. A ganze mess. But Meloy Lugmov, Mandocha Shmei. Nobody talks about Meloy Lugmov. Meloy Lugmov doesn't play a role. It's either a shear kezayis, is it a chilo, or maybe a shear of Meloy, or maybe a shear of a revius. By steer, maybe it translates into a revius. Meloy Lugmov you find in only two places. Meloy Lugmov you find by Yom Kippur, where you need to have a shear of Yishuv Hadas, Yisuvei Daite. So then the shear Achilo is Kekeseves, and the shear of Shtir is Meloy Lugmov. That's one place where we find it. And we find that by Kaishel, by Kiddush, the Gemara Pesachim, and I told you before, that by Kiddush, the Mavarach Tzorah has to be Toyim, and the shear, how much it has to be Toyim, is a Meloy Lugmov. It's clear that the shear of Meloy Lugmov is not a shear in the Maisa Achilo. By Chiyuvim, where all you need is a Maisa Achilo, so the shear is either Kezayis or Revius. Meloy Lugmov is not the thing. Meloy Lugmov is a shear by Yom Kippur, where you need Yishuv Adas, so you need some kind of amount of Sphere, not Kedei Sphere that you're full, but some degree of Sphere that you have Yishuv Adas from it. And that's the shear of Meloy Lugmov. And then by Kiddush also, maybe by analogy, by Kiddush also, it's not enough just to sip a little bit of the wine. You have to drink enough that it's cool that you are toyim from the Kaishal Bracha. And also, apparently, it has to be a substantial amount that you have some kind of satisfaction from. So the Gemara says there also the Shiris Meloy Lugmov. So where did Taisus get that when it comes to Bracha Achrayna, that the Shir all of a sudden should be Meloy Lugmov? It says in Torah V'Achalto. So it says V'Achalto. So what? Achilu is Bekezayitz. And maybe by Shtiyah is Revius. You know, by Surim, sometimes you find the Shtiyah is Revius. But there's no Shtiyah Meloy Lugmov. So where did Taisus Bechal get the notion that the Shtiyah by Shtiyah is a Shtiyah Meloy Lugmov? It's interesting. Taisus in Sukkah and Chavav, Taisus is Chaylik. Taisus over there is Chaylik. And Taisus holds that the sheer shtia for the sheer bracha, the how much you have to drink for bracha chayna, is only a kezayis. You drink a kezayis, it's enough for bracha chayna. You don't need a meloy lugmov. And Taisus says the feirish. He says it's not like Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur you need to have yisuvei daite, and he brings a proof because by Yom Kippur a kezayis, even by a solid food a kezayis is not enough. You have to have a kesevis, but for bracha chayna, why does not have a kezayis? That's Angamar. So you see that the shear for Bracha Chayna is not a shear of Yisuvi Daite. It's the only need of Yisuvi Daite. All you need is a Maisa Achila. So it says Tois over there. So first, so Shti also a Kezayis is a Maisa Achila. Apparently not Rav Yisrael. Kazayis is a Maisa, but there's no reason to have a Yisuvi Daite. And he says, and then he says, and it's not like, and even by Kiddush, he says, we have to have a Malay Lugmo. He says, but there's a Mandom of the Gemara that you don't. So maybe even according to the Mandom that you do, but not for Bracha Achreinu, only for Kiddush. In other words, I see from the Tosis over there in Sukkah, who's Chaylech on this Tosis, and says that you don't need a Malay Lugmo. So he's explaining why not. So those are the two things that he addresses. He doesn't address why is it different than Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because in Kol HaTorah Kulo, it's Hachan Odin and Malay Lugmo. He addresses these two specific places. Why is it not like Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur, you see by Achilo that for Bracha Achayin, you don't need a Shir of Yisuvi Taite. Why is it not like Kodesh LeBracha? Even Kodesh LeBracha is controversial if you have to drink a Malay Lugmo. There's a Madomer in the world that you don't. So make a taste that Bracha Achayin, you have to be so machmel, you need a Malay Lugmo. But Akoponim, you see also that somehow Tosfos thinks this Shir of Malay Lugmo, it nourishes from the Shir of Yom Kippur and from the Shir that you have by Kiddush, that you have to drink a Malay Lugmo. So l'chayra, you have to say that it's not a Shir Achilo. It's not a Shir Achilo. It's a Shir somehow in Chashivos. It's a Shir of Yisuvi Daita. And for some reason, Tosfos thinks that for Bracha Achreinu you need a Shir, a kind of Yisuvi Daita Dikashir. Make a Bracha Achreinu on Shtir, you need to have a Shir, a substantial Shir, similar to what you have by Kiddush when you tie him from Kiddush, similar to what you have on Yom Kippur. You have to know where Tosfos got that from, Taka. And the Tosfos Sukkah says this, Tosfos Sukkah really mounts a challenge to it. He says, why? You see, by Achila it's not like Yom Kippur. If Achila was by like Yom Kippur, you would need to have a Kesevis to make a Bracha Achreinu. And it says in Agamor, you only need a Kesayis. So why all of a sudden by Shtir should we have the Shir of Malay Lugmo? So the Etzim Sheet of Tosfos of Malay Lugmo over here needs a Hesber. I told you the Rashba says the Shir is Revius. The Rashba and Shulam. Yeah, Revius, I understand. Because you find sometimes by Yisurim that you have to have that less than a Revius, not a Maisa Achila. I told you that's a whole mess. It's a whole can of worms. When by Yisurim is the Shir Shtir by Yisurim, is it Kazayas or is it Revius, or is there a difference between various different kinds of Yisurim? It's a problem. But Akoponim, Malay Lugmo, where's Malay Lugmo? So Chara, Malay Lugmo is a Shir in Sviya. Some Tosfos thought that for Bracha Achayin you need a Shir of Sviya. Damn it, it could be that has, we could say, maybe we could talk to say even a Mokka. Because also from Tosfos Sukkah goes on, Tosfos Sukkah, after he says you don't need to start a Malay Lugmo, it's enough to have a Kazayas. Tais turns around and says that maybe the Shir Bracha Achreinu, maybe the Shir by Shtir that requires the Bracha Achreinu, maybe it's Gora Kebetza. Maybe the Shir Shtir should be Kebetza, not a Kazayas. Not a Malay Lugumov, and not a Kazayas. Maybe for Shtir you need a Kebetza. Where in the world would that come from? Why should the Shir Shtir be a Kebetza? So Tais and Sukkah sends me to a Gemara later on, Daf Memtes, in Agamor, in Brachas. More like this. I see. Yeah, I'm testing the base. By the wide lines, towards the beginning of the wide lines. So the Gemara there has a machlekes amein of Yehuda. What's the shear to require bracha achreinu by achila? Is it a kezayis or is it a kebetza? The Gemara says it's the second wide line. Amar Abaye, loyim loytepuch. That's not our issue. The hocha bekoyvli. Machlekes revolves around the pesukim. Rameir sovar viachalto zu achila. V'savoto zushtiyo. V'achila b'kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda sova v'achalta v'savoto. They're both going in achila. Achila sh'yesh b'sviyo v'eis zu kebetza. So something like this. We have a chayik z'mei in Rabbi Yehuda. What's the shir bracha achayinah by achila? And we pass on, of course, that it's a kazayis. But the Gemara means a ma'adol. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a kebetza. Where does he get it from? So the Gemara says they argue about the pasuk. The pasuk is v'achalta v'savoto. So Rabbi Meir holds, v'yachalta z'achila, v'savata shtia. So for achila, all you need is this kezayis. So all you need is achila. Achila is a kezayis. But Rabbi Yehuda holds v'yachalta v'savata v'savata is qualifying achila. Achila sheyesh b'sviya, and achila sheyesh b'sviya is a kebes. Says Tosis. But according to Meir, all you need is that which is the halacha. All you need is a kezayis for achila. Why? I says v'savatas, v'savatas. We said, oh, v'savatas is going on shtir. Okay, says Tosis. But meanwhile, by shtir it says v'savata. So you see that for shtir you have to have sphere. And sphere, you see by Rabbi Yehuda that the shear of sphere is b'kebetzah. So when it comes to drinking, even Rabbi Meir should only have to have a shear of kebetzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even by food you have to have a shear of a kebetzah, because he dashes v'achalta v'savata achila sheyesh b'sphere. But Remeir, we hold that the way. Achila is one thing. Achila is v'achalta, and shtir is v'savata. But meanwhile, shtir is v'savata. So and how much is v'savata? Well, that I can learn out from Rabbi Yehuda. You see that the shear of sphere, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a kebetzah. So for Remeir, that will be the shear by drinking as well. So if it says Tosis, maybe by drinking you have to have a kebetzah. Says Tosis, no, it's not a raya. By achila, less than a kebetzah is not masbiyah. But maybe shtir, even less than a kebetzah is masbiyah. So therefore, you can't prove from this Gemara that the Shir Shtir is a kebetzah. Okay, but meanwhile, I see Tosis points out that from this Gemara, it seems to say that for Bracha Achrayna, this Gemara is an Asmachta, not an Asmachta, because the Gemara in Bracha says that, famous Gemara in Bracha, that the Kosh Bracha said to the Malachim said, why are you Noisi Panim Yisrael? And he said, how can I not be Noisi Panim? I said, V'yachalta V'solata V'rachta, you don't make a Bracha until your mamish full. And there, Machmirat Kezayis V'yad Kebetzah. So you see that the shear, when it says v'savata, doesn't mean a kebetzah. It means when your mamish full, when you had a chont, when a kugel, and your mamish full. So that's what it means v'savata. So they say. So Tosis says this gemara is only in a smachta. But fine. But even on the level of a smachta, another rishonim taka say that gemara is not halacha. This gemara is not halacha. But even if it's gemara is in a smachta, but on the level of a smachta, even on the level of a smachta says that for achila, when you eat food, so the bracha achrayin is just a kezayis, because achila is a kezayis. But by shtir it says v'savata. Ad kedei kach, the Tosis in Sukkah entertains the possibility that maybe the shear for shtir should be a kebetzah. They said, no, you don't have to go so far. Not necessarily. Just maybe shtir is, and maybe drinking is masbiyah with less. But I can already see now. I can see my way clear where Tosis is coming from. It says in this Gemara that by shtir that v'savata zu shtir, that shtir is based on the pasuk of the bracha chayin, and shtir is based on the pasuk of v'savata. And if it's based on the pasuk of v'savata, so even if it's not a kebetzah, because we can't draw an analogy from food to drink. Maybe drink is more satisfying. You don't need to have a kebetzah. But milay lugma, if we do find there's a shir svi, on Yom Kippur we find that the shir svi ksas, the minimum amount of yisuvi daita by drinking, is milay lugma. So at a minimum, the savata would not be less than a milay lugma. So maybe that's the source taka for Tosis, that the savata is a shtir. You have to have a shir svi. What's a shir svi? So fine, you don't have to be mamish full, but you need a minimum of svi, a minimum of Yisuvi Daita, so that's very analogous to Yom Kippur. So therefore, maybe that's what Tosis got, that the Shir Shtiyah is Miloy Lugma. I think it's very mistaber. In the light of Tosis and Sukkah, I think it's very mistaber. Tosis and Sukkah doesn't hold from the whole Shir Miloy Lugma. He says it's only because Zayitz. He entertains B'Kabetzah. He says, no, it's not B'Kabetzah, it's because Zayitz. And it's interesting that Tosis and Sukkah doesn't show this middle ground. Maybe it's Taka B'Kabetzah, maybe the Shir is Miloy Lugma, because that's the Shir Shtiyah, V'Savata Zushtiyah. It's strange to me that Tosis and Sukkah never comes to never. Tosis and Sukkah goes oscillates between two extremes. He brings the sheet to Tosis and you need a Miloy Lugma, and Tosis and Sukkah says no, it's not true. You don't need a Miloy Lugma. You only need a kezayis. He says I am Kippur. You need a Miloy Lugma. He says yeah, but look at food. When it comes to food and Yom Kippur, you need a kesevis, and Baruch HaChoyin is enough to have a kezayis. So by drink also Baruch HaChoyin is enough to have a kezayis. Then he turns around and says no, maybe you need Gorik Kebetzah because it says v'savata zushtiyah. So he said, no, maybe drink is masbiyah with less than a kebetzah. So I would expect Tosis to say that even if drink is less than a kebetzah, but less than a milay lugma, it's sure not masbiyah. So you should have to have a milay lugma. By Yom Kippur, you need a kesevis? Yeah, because by Yom, and for bracha chayin, you don't need a kesevis enough for kezayis? Yeah, because you don't need sphere by achila, v'yachalta zu achila. But for shtiyah, v'savata zu shtiyah. So for achila, you don't need a kedei sviya to make a bracha chayinah. But for shtiyah, you need a kedei svia to make a bracha chayna. And what's the shear of kedei svia? Maybe it's not a kebetza, but it can't be less than a melilugma, because less than a melilugma is not miyashiv daite at all. So that certainly can't be a svia. So where's the visavatu zishtiyah? So the shear. So I would have expected Tosis to, you know, that after the pendulum swung from a kezayis to a kebetza, it should settle on a melilugma. For some reason, it doesn't. But Tosis by us, I think that's very logical. That's what Tosis by us is holding. Tosis by us holds that visavatu zishtiyah, the minimum of svia is melilugma. So if this is true in Kainim Advarim, if we're on the right track, so then I can very much understand what Taisa says. When Taisa brings the re, that maybe for burying nefashas rabbis, which is not such a bracha chashuva, maybe for burying nefashas rabbis you don't need a shear. That Taisa understood it doesn't mean you don't need a shear at all. Of course you need a kezayis, because without a kezayis, not an achila, and if it's not an achila, then you don't even make a burying nefashas. But the shear of a lugma, which is not just a shear achila, it's a shear of a savata zushtiya, it's a shear sviya. So maybe that's only the achalta of a savata, maybe that's only for bracha achas main sholosh. That's based on the achalta of a savata. But burin nefashas rabbi is not a bracha chashuva, doesn't have to conform to the guidelines of the achalta of a savata v'rachta, so maybe it's enough to have a kezayis, but not less than a kezayis. So Mele is very geshmak. So with Taisus' version of the Ri, when the Ri said you don't need a shear for Ri and Nefoshes, Tais didn't think it means they don't need a kezayis. Of course you need a kezayis. He just thought the Ri means you don't need a Bari Nefoshes, you don't need a Melei Lugmov. So Taisus says, I don't think it's true, because Bari Nefoshes is Kein Ala Geffen. Here we go back to where we started with. Why still Med Ala Geffen? You should say it's Kein Broch Achas Men Sholosh. There's no Broch Achas Men Sholosh and Salads is kezayis. Even the Ri never said you don't need a kezayis. The Ri only said you don't need a Melei Lugmov for Bari Nefoshes. So Taisa says it. He doesn't think that's true, because burning nefashos even on orange juice, the burning nefashos that you make on a liquid is based on the ala geffen that you make when you drink wine, and that's a shir malay lugmav. So burning nefashos also has to have a malay lugmav. That's why Taisa talks about ala geffen rather than brachachas mein shalosh in general. This would be very smack. Ha'aymed kenegdi. So one objection to all this. Is that Taisus there on Meptesim Beis brings B'Shem the Re? The Taisus in Sukkah says it's the second wide line in Taisus on Meptesim Beis at the bottom. Zav Taisus Ulinyan Shtia. When it comes to drinking, Oymer Re Diyesh LaHachmir Ulevarachalov Afilu BePachas Milay Lugmuf. And he thinks that you should make a when it comes to drinking, you should make a broch even on less than a melilugmav. Afagav tilini doim a kippurim lesa, even though for Yom Kippur you need a melilugmav. Lo yalfinim in olin yin brocho. We don't learn from there to brocho. Teidol yin brichas amosim b'kazayis in Yom Kippur ma'adavi davka b'kisevus. So the Ri himself holds like Tosfos in Sukkah, that even for shti you don't need a melilugmav. All you need is a kazayis. So then if the Ri now says that for bari nefashos you don't need a shear, he can't mean the shear of bari nefashos. You can't mean the shear of Malay Lugumov, because the Ri doesn't think there is a shear of Malay Lugumov by Bracha Chayna. So he must mean you don't even need a kezayis. So then Chared undermines the whole thing. I want to say in the Ri that he never thought you don't need a kezayis. He just thought that you don't need a Malay Lugumov. But in the Ri, Malay Lugumov doesn't play a role. The Ri himself holds that the shear for Bracha Chayna is altogether only a kezayis. And if Bari Nefoshes doesn't even need that, then must not even need a kezayis. So that's a shtickle objection. Unless we'll say that here he's talking about burning nefashos, right? Now, mistabe. But Adayin, I would say, that even if the Ri himself was saying you don't even need a kezayis for burning nefashos, which is the way the Rosh quotes the Ri, that when Taisus is coming lapuke from the Ri, so Taisus wants to say, Taisus is coming lapuke from the Ri on both things. Lapuke from the Ri, first of all, he doesn't think that he's right, that you don't need a kezayis. Why do you need a kezayis? But Taisus doesn't want to just stop there. Maybe you do need a kezayis. But the Ri wants to say, but Taisus themselves want to say even more, that Bari Nefoshes needs him a Malay Lugmov. So for that, it's not enough to say it's Kein Baruch HaChas Min Shalosh. He has to go the extra mile and say that it's Kein Ala Geffen, that it even needs the Shir of Svi of Malay Lugmov. So Taisus is like twice, two steps removed from the Ri. So that's why still he needs to stress the Ala Geffen. He doesn't want to just stress that Bari Nefoshes is Kein Baruch HaChas Min Shalosh. That'll give me a Kezayis, which is already more than the Ri. But Tosfos wants to go further. He wants to say, no, not only do you need a kezayis, if you and a drink, you have to have a meloy lugmov. And that's a very big chiddush, because maybe v'chalta v'savata, that's sviya zushtiya, maybe that, which is the basis for a meloy lugmov. Maybe that's only by wine. Maybe by burn nefashis you don't have that. He says, no, burn nefashis is ke'ein, the bracha achayin of wine. It's ke'ein ala geffen. So therefore, that's why he has to stress. It's ke'ein ala geffen, not merely ke'ein bracha achas mein sholosh. Just maybe make a sikkum and then we'll stop here. The rest of the time we'll do tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. But the etzem shir, let's start with this. The etzem shir, how much do you need to drink in order to make a bracha chayna? So we have three shittas. The shita placed in sukkah, which is the shita of the ri, is a kezayis. You drink a kezayis, you make a bracha chayna. The shita of the rashba and the shuva is an ida revias. So both of those, I understand. Because it's analogous to, it's a shir achila. By Yisurim we find, again, there's contradictions, but sometimes we find by Yisurim the shir is a kezayis, sometimes we find by Yisurim the shir is a revias. So, you know, maybe we would have to really, you know, to really get to the bottom of it, maybe we'd have to go through all of Shas and work at that. G'dayi L'Achayinim are busy with this issue. When is, by Chiyuvim, by Yisurim, when is the shir shtiya kezayis, and when is it revias? But it's always one or the other. It's either kezayis or revias. This meloy lugmov doesn't play a role. So I understand, shita shri, that the shir for bracha chayna, for drinking, is a kezayis. Like dam, the shir is a kezayis. And I understand the shir, the shita of the rashba, that the shir for bracha chayna, for drinking, is revias. Like by, I don't know, by revoy, the mercy is revias. So they're also analogous to, these are different shir. But the shirim of the shir achila. But Taisus is mechadish that the shir is malay lugum. At Taisus also the shir is malay lugum. So where does malay lugum come from altogether? Why malay lugum? So what I'm suggesting is that the shir malay lugum comes from the Gemara and Dafim test that says v'achalta zu achila v'sovata zu shtiyah. So you see that bracha choyna and shtiyah has to be not just an achila, it has to be a sevia. Taisus sukkah had a tzad that maybe you need a kibetzah. Because the shir sevia by food is a kibetzah. So Tosfos rejects that even if the shir sviya by food is a kibetzah, but by drink maybe the shir sviya is less. But not less than a meloy lugmov. So therefore Tosfos Mechaber said for drinking you have to have a shir meloy lugmov. But it's not a shir achil, it's a shir of sviya. It's the minimum of a sviya. And that's analogous to Yom Kippur. And maybe by Kiddush also, maybe Kiddush you have to drink a meloy lugmov. The Gemara says for Kiddush you have to drink a meloy lugmov. Also because maybe the team of Kiddush has to be not just a mais achil, it has to be some kind of minimum of sviya from the Kiddush of Kiddush. Again, maybe it has to do with Kiddush Makom Suda, that has to be part of the Suda. Yesh Lodim Adover, why? But a Kaponim, it's a special Shir Malay Lugma, it's not a Shir Achila, it's something beyond the Shir Achila. It's a Shir of Sviya Ktsas. And I think it's very geschmack from Gemara Memtes, V'chalta V'sovata Zushtia. Then Tosfos brings a Chiddush from the Ri, that for Bari Nefashos, you don't need a Shir. So Shai, which Shir is the Ri talking about? So the Rosh quotes the Ri, that he means you don't even need Kazayas. Bari nefashis you can make even on less than a kezayis, and the emes and the chorus muchach that way, because we see Tosfos and Memtes quotes B'Shem the Ri that drinking even lechari means even for bracha achas mitshalish, even wine, the shear for drinking is only a kezayis, not a melulug. So if bari nefashis rabbis doesn't need a shear, it means it doesn't need a kezayis. So the Ri himself lechari is saying that bari nefashis rabbis does not even need a kezayis. So Tosfos argues in the Ri. Taisa says, not mistaber, because Bari Nefoshes is Ke'ein ala Geffen. So the child is, why is he talking about Ke'ein ala Geffen? He should say it's Ke'ein, Bracha Achas. Bari Nefoshes is Ke'ein, Bracha Achas Mein Sholish. Where does ala Geffen fall in over here? So I'm suggesting, because Taisa wants to go 2 degrees separated from the Ri. The Ri says for Bari Nefoshes, you don't even need a Kazayas. Taisa holds, first of all, for Bari Nefoshes, you need a Kazayas. But Taisa wants to go further than that. Not only for Bari Nefoshes do you need a kezayis, but for Bari Nefoshes you still need a meloy lugmov. Because Taisa's sheet is that by shtir you need a v'achal v'savoto z'shtir, you need a meloy lugmov. And Taisa wants to tell me that when it comes to Bari Nefoshes also, not only do you need a kezayis, but you even need to have a shir of svir. You need to have a meloy lugmov. And that's already a bigger chiddush. So So it's not enough for Tosfos to say that Boyer Nefoshes is Ke'en Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh, because that will only give me a Kezayis. But he wants to say that it's even more. It's Ke'en Ala Gefen, that Boyer Nefoshes on a drink is Ke'en Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh on a drink, namely the Bracha of Ala Gefen. And since that has a Shira Molei Lukumiv, as Tosfos has said, because you have to have a Shira Sphere for drink, the Savotos are Shira. So the Boyer Nefoshes on a drink also has a Shira Molei Lukumiv, and less than the Molei Lukumiv, you won't make a Boyer Nefoshes. So that's why Tosfos has to stress that Boyer Nefoshes is Ke'en Ala Gefen, and not merely that it's Ke'en Bracha Achas Me'en, Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
The state of the Makhlukah between the Ramah and the Barat.